Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too. Right now with us is George Tuyukos.
Yes, that's good.
Is that good?
Close okay. enough, yeah.
Close. Okay. Well, thanks, George.
I know it's a tongue twister.
It is. And it's he's a sonographer. And let me just say, I remember when my daughter had my grandson very young. I was a little miffed, let me say. But we went to the sonographer, sonographer.
Sonographer, yeah, or ultrasound
tech. The ultrasound tech. And I saw his face. And I look at him now, 25 years later, I still see that same face. I fell madly in love with him at that moment when I saw him in utero, which is just the power of the work you do. And so thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a real privilege and an honor just to be one of the first people to see a mother and father's first look at their little baby and to be in that room. It's a very intimate moment, and I'm just, that's the best part of my job.
Yeah, well, and like of your job, like, the situations happening now are so complex. So you have a story that can help shed some...
Yeah. Just bear with me. I'll try to get through this. But it's an amazing story of a few months ago, a 26-year-old woman from Central America walked into our clinic wanting an abortion, very distraught and scared because she had little support and was living with an abusive boyfriend. So our amazing bilingual volunteers here and medical staff embraced her and began listening. The ultrasound showed her to be 11 weeks, much farther along than she expected. As she watched this little human with arms and legs dancing around inside her belly, her face reflected mixed emotions I could see of surprise, joy, and sadness. So as we discovered, she grew up in a very poor town. When she was 12 and a half years old, she was raped and had a son at 13 and went to work taking any job she could find, raising her little boy practically by herself with little help from her family. So when one of her family members, a sister-in-law, I believe, told her about a good-paying job in Germany cleaning houses, she thought this was her chance to make a better life for herself and her son. She trusted this family member about this great opportunity and the promise to be able to send money back home to her boy. Well, the first week went as expected. She cleaned houses. But by the second week, she was forced into prostitution and was sex trafficked for about a year. She was able to call one of her sisters back home and told her what was happening. But her sister didn't and could not believe her crazy story. So then she called her other sister that lived in the U.S. to help her get out of Germany and devised a plan for her escape. So she told her captors in Germany that if they let her go back home for a few weeks to see her son, she promised that she would return not only herself but bring her sister along to work for them. They believed her because she had always appeared so innocent and trustworthy. But they warned her that if she didn't return and keep her promise, they would kill her family. Upon arriving home, she went straight to the local police to tell them all that happened. The police did nothing because they were all very corrupt. So she decided to move to another town. While living in this new town, she met a man on Facebook, and surprisingly, this new boyfriend also happened to know her sister who lived in Naples. Also during this time, the details of why and where is unclear. But she shared with our volunteer the horror of watching her father die in front of her, first being shot and then butchered by machete. Shortly after that, then her online boyfriend paid her plane ticket to the U.S. When she arrived, she lived with him in a small apartment with her sister, husband, and kids also who lived there, all crammed in a two-bedroom apartment. The only place for her to sleep was on the floor. While there, she got pregnant and her boyfriend began drinking heavily and became physically abusive. When he found out she was pregnant, he wanted her to have an abortion. So that's when she came to our clinic and we learned of her story. Here she discovered a loving family who poured out their hearts to her and she changed her mind and chose life for her baby. Our staff and volunteers helped her apply for medical insurance, provided transportation, brought her into our Next Steps program for mentorship and support for her baby, and got her an air mattress to sleep on. Then suddenly, after a couple of weeks, we lost contact with her. But by the grace of God, she resurfaced, using a friend's phone to reach out to the volunteer who showed her such wonderful sacrificial love. Okay, getting emotional.
It's okay, yeah.
Sorry.
No.
She explained the reason for her sudden disappearance. Her sister, I don't think I'd get emotional. Anyway, her sister and her family had left the apartment to move to another state, but now she was left alone with her boyfriend who became even more violent. And then one night, he threatened the life of her baby by putting a knife to her belly, punctured her air mattress bed and smashed her phone. Miraculously, she wasn't harmed and managed to leave a few days later. Soon she found a job at a restaurant and through her coworker there found a mobile home nearby to rent with a friend. And now she has started back with our Next Step program. She still needs a phone but wears a new smile and even found someone to take her to church this past Easter Sunday. A true modern day redemption.
What you do here is incredible. And the people you're reaching, I don't think people understand the depth. Now, also with us here is Erica Hoosman. Yes. And Erica, you used to work with human trafficking.
Yes, I did.
So, you know, so that this would kind of go along with that whole thing, the depth of despair that some people have in their lives. It's unspeakable and unbelievable to most of us.
Yeah.
Talk to that girl out there who thinks nobody cares. Her life is invaluable. She doesn't count.
Yeah. I do want to say, too, that we know this is a spiritual battle. Mm. There's girls right now listening. I just want you to know that if you feel panicked and scared and lost, we are here. You're not alone. We're here. Find us. I never knew about pregnancy resource centers when I had an unplanned pregnancy. We want you to know that we're here to talk you through these choices. We're here to support you and empower you in these choices. We know, just like God gave us choices in the garden, which, you know, how that worked out. But we know that we need to give them the same dignity to give them the information, but get the correct information, get the true information by coming to one of these centers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a simple, how do they get in touch with you? How can that girl out there get in touch with you if nobody in her life is saying, go ahead and call?
Well, it's Aspire Women's Clinic. And I know everybody's on Google right now. These women,
yeah,
they're on Google. So if you just Google Aspire, you'll be able to find us. We have a Fort Myers clinic and also a Naples clinic. So we do have one in Fort Myers also.
One of the things you do here that's so important is decision making.
Yes, yes. The girls come in and they don't know which way to go. Yeah. And it's really simple. It's really simple. It goes down to three choices. You can parent yourself. You can choose someone else to parent, or no one gets to parent. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple, but it's not simple in their mind, and they need someone to walk through each of those choices. And we know any of those choices are hard.
Yes.
Parenting's not easy.
Yeah.
And giving someone away for adoption is not easy. Very selfless choice. And abortion is not easy.
Right.
So we're just here to try to walk them through that. We want to support them during it and after.
Yes.
Regardless of the decision.
And like you are with them, you might be there with them face to face for 15 months, but then you hook them into a church. So you're really there.
Yes. We try to, what we call bridge, only because we are trying very hard to get that support system that they need. Yeah. We know that we can't do this world alone and they need somebody. And if we're not, there all the time, they can plug in with other people that may be going through the same thing they are, like moms groups and just people that can support them in their journey.
Yes. Now you have a story you want to share with us, so let's try that.
I do.
We have so many great stories here.
I know.
It's
amazing. Well, this is kind of, it's just really, really cool. I've been here for years and certain ones just stand out. It was just amazing to see this. How God works when you do come and he shows you that he loves you and how much he cares. The girl that came in, she really had gone through a lot. She came in and she was saying that she didn't want the baby. Her exact words were, get it out of me, get this out of me, because it was from a rape and it was her quote-unquote boyfriend, which I'm pretty sure was her trafficker. She was pregnant and, she said that she couldn't go through this and that if that baby was born, every time she'd look at the face, that she would see him, and she didn't want mm-hmm. that. So I just kind of prayed. We had a lot, very lengthy discussion. I shared how much God cared about her, that this was for her good, not for harm. God prompted me to ask her if God, you know, if he was listening, right? She wanted to know if he was listening. I said, yes. So he is listening right now. What would you ask him in this moment if he was listening, which he is? And she said, well, I just need too much. I mean, I need a bra. I need shorts. Nothing's fitting. She very flippantly said, is God going to get me a bra? Mm-hmm. And I prayed. We asked that God would give her all her needs and that would provide for her in this moment and that he did care for her. We were walking out and I was saying goodbye. There was a woman standing outside the door. She had a handful of bags that she had asked to drop off. Well, we normally don't take anything used. We have all new with tag items. But I took the bag and asked the patient if she would go through the bags with me. She was in shock that this was happening. She pulled out a bra and then another one and another one and then some maternity shorts. And they were all her size. And at that point, she broke down and began to cry. There were more conversations that were had after this, and she did decide to keep her baby. And she continued to see God working in her in so many ways and just loved that baby and said she just couldn't imagine life without him.
Oh, that's
God
wonderful.
Showed up big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And people listened and they gave into or supporting the
yes,
ministry.
Yes, that was so. Somebody coming yep. to donate. So they, yeah, we're a
just
big
obey.
Part of this story.
Really? It's not that hard. Just obey if God says do something. So consider that.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.